This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Cunningham from Score North in the Twin Cities, host of Raised by Wolves podcast. It's a weird day. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are we looking?
We are looking really good right now. We're not involved in anything illegal, and apparently Robert Kraft is, but... When it comes to the NBA,
yeah, that's quite a segue.
Yes, I don't know how else to segue out of this. I mean, it's the story that people are fascinated by because you either love or hate the Patriots, and if you hate them, you are just trying to get every bit of detail and gossip. And now, with Adam Schefter saying an even bigger name is about to come out as charges are going to be filed against this particular person, so we shall see. But man, what a day in the world of sports that's off the field. But on the court, so to speak, we got a game coming up between the Timberwolves and the Milwaukee Bucks. Talk about the Timberwolves this year and where they stand right now, because they're not having the best of season, three games under 500 at this point.
It's been a very tumultuous season for the Wolves up here in the Twin Cities. Obviously, everyone knows about the whole Jimmy Butler saga that ate up the first almost quarter of the season. And then just as things kind of started to get stable in Minnesota, the Wolves fired Thibodeau. And he's gone, and now everyone's been hurt. They've been spotting out lineups that are composed of Luol Deng and Jared Bayless and guys that were basically written off because they haven't had point guards. Their second-best player in Robert Covington hasn't played since New Year's Eve. So they've been beat up, and it's under Ryan Saunders, they've been impressive just being able to be competitive at times. When they're healthy, I think the bar obviously gets raised a little bit, but he's been dealt a rather crappy hand in the 20-plus games that he's coached now, or almost 20 games that he's coached now. So it's been a wild year for this organization.
Well, they ended up knocking off James Harden and company. I mean, now granted, Harden is piling up a ton of points, 42 of them, but, you know, he's kind of doing it on his own. Karl Anthony Towns and company, they're doing what they can there. I mean, so I guess my question is, one, is this team capable of kind of turning around that season? They're only a few games out, I think four, if I'm not mistaken, out of finding the eighth seed in the postseason. And secondly, what does the future look like in Minnesota?
I think that in terms of turning it around, it is a tough task to get them into the playoffs. They've got the second toughest schedule in terms of opponent winning percentage the rest of the way. Obviously, they have the Bucks tomorrow night. They still have the Warriors twice. They've got Philadelphia. They've got OKC twice, Denver twice. So they've got a really tough schedule from now until April 10th when the regular season ends. But getting healthier is the biggest key. Obviously, Karl Anthony Towns has been an all-star. He was deserving of that honor, in my opinion. He's been a terrific player for them, really, since they moved Jimmy Butler. But they need to get healthy. They need Robert Covington back. And you can make the argument that while Covington might not be the second most talented player on the team, he's the second most important player in terms of what they do and making that a winning formula, where Andrew Wiggins is the one that's got all the talent, but he's been somewhat of a disappointment for the most part. So that's an issue there. And then in terms of the future for them, they've got decisions to make this offseason. Tyus Jones will be a restricted free agent. Dario Saric, who they acquired in the Jimmy Butler trade, is eligible for one of those rookie extensions, and we'll have to see where that goes. And they don't have a lot of cap room. They're going to be really cash-strapped because they signed Andrew Wiggins to that deal a couple summers ago, where he'll be making $25 million a year for the next couple seasons, and he's just not worth it. It's hard to operate when that's the case.
You were a guy that used to look over the fence of the Milwaukee Bucks working out in Madison for some time. So outside looking in, give me your thoughts on the Bucks as a franchise and where they stand right now.
It is really impressive to see what Mike Budenholzer has been able to do with that roster. Obviously, Chris Middleton playing really well for them is a big deal, because they've got essentially the perfect supporting cast without having any stars around Giannis. And it's easy to compare this team to the 2014-15 Atlanta Hawks. That was a team that won 60 games in the Eastern Conference. They were the one seed. But the difference is that team didn't have a superstar, and this one does. And that's why the Bucks are going to, in my opinion, finish the end of the season with the most wins in the NBA. I don't know how trustworthy I am of what they do transferring to the playoffs. I think that there are some matchups that might not be as good as others for them, but they're a dangerous team. And Giannis starting to be able to shoot a little bit better from the outside. His three-point percentage has gone up each and every month of the season. That's a big deal. He's never going to be a lights-out shooter. He's never going to even be a really an average shooter from three. But if he can shoot close to 30% from there, it makes his game that much more dangerous. And that's a huge deal for the Bucks.
I know Teague for the Timberwolves averaging about 19, 20 points a game. He's probably the guy that makes the engine go. I know Wiggins has been a little ill and under the weather, back and forth. You had mentioned some of the problems this team has had. What kind of an opponent are they going to give, they're going to be, I should say, against Milwaukee?
The one thing that the Bucks definitely have an advantage is that tomorrow night will be the second night of a back-to-back for the Wolves. They're in New York playing the Knicks tonight, and we can all make jokes about the Knicks and how they're not actually trying to win games. But when you do have to play and then hop on a plane overnight and fly back and lose an hour while you're going, or gain an hour while you're going to the Central Time Zone, it does make it a little bit tough. And obviously the Bucks are the more talented team. They're a well-oiled machine right now. But the Wolves are getting health back. They're hoping to have Tyus Jones in the lineup tonight against the Knicks. If he does play tonight, he said he plans on playing just normally. It won't be a back-to-back restriction. But Karl Anthony Towns was involved in a car accident yesterday in the Twin Cities on his way to the airport, and he's actually questionable for tonight. He didn't participate in shoot-around in New York. So I don't know what the situation is going to be with him tonight or possibly tomorrow.
Real quick before I let you go, you talked about Budenholzer and the turnaround. What are they going to do in Minnesota when it comes to a new coach going into next season? I mean, is this something where you lift the interim tag, or is there going to be a search on, or is there a front runner for who may be the next head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
There's definitely a chance that Ryan Saunders has the interim tag lifted. I think it would, right now I would say it's around a 50-50. They're still going to look around. I would be surprised if they don't have interviews with other candidates at least, but I do know that this franchise likes Ryan Saunders. They like his energy, and obviously they like the family connection. Flip Saunders was a huge part of this franchise before he passed away, and for his son to be doing this is a really cool story. So they do have that going for them, but I expect them to look around a little bit, but it would not surprise me in the least bit if Ryan Saunders has the interim tag lifted after that.
Danny, great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Minnesota. Always miss you down there at the zone out in Madison, but we will talk to you again soon, I'm sure, down the road, okay?
Sounds good, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Danny Cunningham, Score North in the Twin Cities, host of the Raised by Wolves podcast. You can check him out there. Former zone guy out there in Madison, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.